Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Keith Pierce, who's the group executive at TSYS Commercial Cards. Hi, Keith. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Karen. Glad to be with you.
So let's talk a little B2B trends. My understanding is that this is an area where TSYS has had a great deal of success over the last 12 years or so. So I thought it would be a great opportunity to kind of get from you your thoughts on significant trends and where the commercial card space is going. So where do you see it going?
Yeah, well, thanks for giving us the opportunity to contribute. We do see a couple of significant trends. First of all, Karen, we think that issuers see this as a real growth opportunity and are seeking ways to diversify and grow their commercial card portfolios. There's been a high adoption and great success with T&E and purchase card programs, and we see that leading the way for issuers of corporate payment cards to continue to invest in their products and solutions and grow significant volume. And we think, that's leading to some significant innovation in the space. That's kind of a general trend that we're seeing, is just real issuer interest in the space. More specifically, we believe that this trend towards displacement of checks for B2B payments in favor of electronic-based payment processes in the accounts payable space is really driving a lot of interest. We think that card payments are ripe for growth in this space. T-Card has kind of led the way, and we think that now with the innovations around single-use and virtual account solutions, playing into the e-payable space as well, that's just going to continue to drive adoption for card-based B2B payments.
So, Keith, these products have been around for a while, yet I agree there's been an increasing appetite on the part of issuers and corporates to really embrace these solutions. What do you think is driving that interest?
Yeah, well, we do see adoption picking up. I think that I mentioned check payment being the dominant form of B2B payments today, and even today, more than 50% of U.S. B2B payments are made via check. But that's really declining. If you look over the last 10 years, it's declining at a fairly significant rate, which is a good thing. And I think that what's driving that, are the technology solutions that are out there and available and are continuing to, evolve. I think that that solutions, as I mentioned earlier, around single use and virtual account solutions are really leading the way. This offers a better security, a better reconciliation of the B2B payments, and the single use virtual account solutions combined with the with the user interfaces that are driving ease of accounts payable integration is what we think is really driving the interest and driving the growth in the space.
There's often been, particularly on the corporate side, a lot of barriers to getting the buyers and suppliers, if you will, or both sides of the corporate payment, a corporate enterprise payment platform on board. What are the barriers that you see to getting that kind of adoption when it comes to replacing checks, and what are you advising your clients to do in order to help overcome some of those barriers?
Yeah, well, these barriers are rather frustrating because they've been out there for some time, and you mentioned earlier, that the opportunity has been there, but the adoption rate has been a little bit slower. So, addressing these challenges and these barriers, head on, I think is going to be the key to breaking through. some of those challenges and barriers, I think, number one is just, maybe the biggest item is the difficulty convincing suppliers to accept card-based payments. There's a shortage of IT resources for implementation of e-payable solutions that, that when corporations are looking to prioritize resources and investments, that's always an issue. I think just a lack of understanding about integration with the ERP and other accounting systems is another challenge. But I think that we're breaking through. I think industry-wide education and understanding of not only the value propositions, because they're pretty clear, but the the ease of implementing the variety of solutions that are available in the market, I think is really going to drive adoption.
Now, Keith, you mentioned variety of solutions. What kinds of things are out there, and how are you advising companies to make a selection?
Yeah. Well, I think that banks are doing a good job in the space. I think they are they're leveraging their expertise in card payments and where they've developed their card programs in the T&E and P card space now to evolve into the E payables space. So, I think that I would recommend that that companies, some of the best practices, if you will, are, number one, encourage customers or corporates to reach out to their card provider for help in developing a business case for implementing, a new program. Secondly, educating their supplier community on the value of accepting a card payment and really the ease of accepting card payments. There needs to be a champion inside for the for the initiative, and managers and champions can help set expectations internally around the resourcing needs, the process changes that are going to be required to support the business case, and I think really that organizations need to embrace and be prepared to work in partnership with their provider to really work through the implementation process to configure the program that meets the needs of the corporate organization.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good prescription for how to take what's available and make it reality in these environments. I look forward, Keith, to catching up with you next time and talking a little bit about some of the interesting data assets that these programs can provide and how useful that can be in the commercial space. But we'll save that for next time.
Good, Karen. Thanks for the opportunity to talk with you today.
Thanks, Keith. See you soon.